gracious and almighty Heavenly Father. Again, we come now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this day. This is the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for every soul you have sent this way. Let every soul leave with a blessing. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus and the whole church. Amen. Amen. To our preachers and deacons and all of my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus, it's just good to be born again. It's good to be born again. Good to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. Thank God for our choirs. And thank God for our little babies. Thank God for our young adult choir. Hallelujah. Bless this holy name. I wasn't even hardly too much looking for no choirs today, but God saw fit. Thank God. Pastor January, you have to think about it, his church is on a hill. And still icy going there, so you can't even get to his church. If you get halfway, you're going to fly right back down. So it's best for him to go somewhere else, so he's here with us. Could have stayed at home and watched the television, but he can come on down and be with us. Glad to have my nephew, Reverend. Okay? May God bless you, brother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We still talking about a man named Jesus. We're talking about him. We still got our same subject. The God who needs nothing. Number 101. God who needs nothing. That subject can preach till Jesus come back. He doesn't need nothing. Bless his holy name. Turn your Bible, if you will, to Matthew 1:23. Matthew 1:23, if you will. And it said, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. God with us. Everybody say, God with us. Look at John 1:29, if you will. John 1 and 29. It said, the next day, John sees Jesus coming unto him and says, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. God with us. Thank God for God being with us. We're still dealing with the child Jesus in a sense, and we may be with it next Sunday also, if God will, talking about Jesus as a little child. And my brothers and sisters, it's nobody like Jesus. Nobody like Jesus. Jesus coming into this world to do away with sin. To do away with sin and death. To do away with it. To get rid of it, sin and death. He come to destroy the seed and the root of sin. That's what he come in the world to do. In other words, he come to destroy the devil. He is the seed and the root of sin. But sin didn't want to give up death. But God sent his son Jesus to destroy sin and death. And death tried hard to hold Jesus in the grave. For our sin. But something happened. Jesus got up. With all power in his hand. And Jesus paid our sin debt on the cross because he loved us so. He loved us so. Jesus just didn't come in the world just to do miracles. He come to do something for us. As a little child, and we're still dealing with Jesus. My brothers, we still talking about this strange child that was ever to be born on this earth without a earthly father. He got to be strange. Anybody gonna come in this world through a woman without a woman have any sex with a man, he got to be strange. I said he got to be. Something that we never heard in our life. A child born from a woman without having no kind of sex to be born. He's got to be strange. And my brothers and sisters, my calling is to be a preacher. Is to go and tell the world about Jesus. Now that's my calling. I don't know about these other fellas back here, but that's my calling. I don't know about nobody out there. That's my call. I don't know about nobody. But that's my call. He told me to go tell the world, not about Michael, not Gabriel, not Moses, but about Jesus. That's my calling. I have to talk about him. I love for him to direct me to messages like these to talk about Jesus. Bless his holy name. Talk about it, man. I love to do it. I love to do it. I'm not boasting. I love to do it. And my brothers and sisters, everything that a man needs in this life and the life to come is in this strange child. Jesus. He is beyond man understanding. He's strange. Notice what I said now. I said everything a man needs is in this strange child called Jesus. His characteristics, attributes can be related with him in many ways. That's his holy name. In many ways. He is omnipotent. He got all power. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. He's omniscient. In other words, he knows everything. I don't think nowhere in the scripture where he had to scratch his head. I don't think I found him nowhere. And long as I've been looking in the Bible, he already knows a knowledge of everything. And make it so beautiful, he knows what's going to happen before it happens. He has a knowledge of all things. And sometimes we go to God, did you know he knew it before you got here? He knows all things. He's a strange child. I ain't never get through with this coming up to Christmas. He's a strange child. And what got me is he told me to go tell the world about Jesus. You can never get to the end talking about Jesus. You can start with Moses and go tell he died. It's over. Abraham, it's over. But something strange about this child. Something strange about him. You can't never get through talking about it. He never find out that he doesn't exist. We know he died. Boy, that boy get happy right there. He fixed it where everybody know he died. Fixed it where everybody saw him put him in the grave. Fixed it where everybody saw that. But everybody don't know he got up. That's what I mean it. They don't know he got up. See, everybody know he died. The Pharisees know he died. All them fellas know he died. But he got up. I'm a witness. Are you a witness? You may not see him on me, sticking on me, but he in me. And every day I know he got up. I know he got up because he changed my life. And if you know he have changed your life, you know he got up. Strange, strange attributes and change. Strange. And my brother and sister, Jesus is the gift to man from God. Always know that. Remember that. He is the gift to man from God. He is everything that a man needs. I say everything. Everything you need, God got it. And everything you don't need, he got it. He's strange. He is the Lamb of God. He is the Good Shepherd. He is the living water. He is the light of the world. He is the bread of life. He is the Word of God. He is the Son of God. He is the door to heaven. He is the true vine. He is the Lord of lords. He is the great physician. He is the King of kings. He is the living word. He is the resurrection and the life. He got all power in his hand. He got all of it. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Nobody never have characteristic like thee. Don't even know how you got here. Half of folks don't believe it right now. I said half of folks don't believe it right now. But the strange thing about it, Jesse, those who know him,
yes, sir. Go ahead, sir.
Make me happy now, you know.
Go ahead.
You got to been to have to met him.
Yes, sir.
And when he, when let me fix it like I want. Y'all know me. Let me fix it like you want. In my lifestyle, you done everything, done all that junk, and just didn't know how to walk, and just done every crazy old thing. But when he come in you, you started walking upright, speaking to folks who hate you, loving folks who couldn't stand you. That's the very reason you know he in you, because you are not what you used to be. He is a strange child. Strange child with attributes like these and characteristics, and he's strange. Paul, look at John 8 for me. 57 through 59. Bless his holy name. Call to talk about him. You call to talk about Jesus. If you got a real calling, you call to talk about one somebody.
Amen.
Folk know more about Paul than they know about Jesus.
Amen.
Paul ain't done nothing for you. Y'all hear me? Know more about Daniel and Lion than they know about Jesus Christ. You better get to know Jesus. I promise you. Get to know him. Read, Paul.
Then said the Jews unto him,
yeah,
thou art yet 50 years old. And hast thou seen Abraham?
God Almighty. Trust the question, Jesus. Ain't got junior book sense. When you get to questioning Jesus, he God. God Almighty. Well, watch what he said. Read, Paul.
Jesus said unto them,
God Almighty,
verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am.
Boy, I get happy thinking about that. For that was a Abraham. I made Abraham mama. I made Abraham daddy. I made his granddaddy and his great, 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 great daddy. I was before Abraham was. Things like that don't disturb us, because we know who he is. But folks who don't know who he is disturb them. Before Abraham was, I am. Not gonna be, but I what? Am. God Almighty. Abraham. Before Abraham was. I when you read that, you get happy. Don't do that. I say you get happy. Not you ain't got to get happy here. I'm talking about when you read it anyway. When you know that Jesus is your Lord and your Christ, you get happy. They didn't like what he said, but he know. Read on, Paul.
Then took they up stones to cast at him.
God Almighty.
But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them,
God
and so passed by.
God Almighty. Boy, that's something, man. Come
on. Yes, Lord.
Yeah. They didn't want to believe, see. Yeah. That was true.
Yeah.
Their finite mind couldn't see it. Before Abraham was. That blew the fellow's mind. That blew their mind. They got mad. The devil got mad in them. And wanted to stone him to death. Wanted to kill him right there. But he passed through them. The Bible didn't say what happened. All I can say, he let them be like a dummy.
Right.
And when he brought them back to their senses, where did he go?
Where did he go?
Jesus walked right by them.
Yes, sir.
They didn't even recognize who he was. How can you jump on Jesus? He the one made us. He know all about us. He was there before Abraham was. And these folk want to call him a lie.
All right.
But he walked right through.
Yes, sir.
Couldn't touch him. That way some devils are like, nah, you tell folks about Jesus, they get mad with you. Want to stone you to death. He thinks he's more than anybody else. Yeah, she thinks she's something. If you know Jesus this, Jesus that. Well, don't get mad with the person. No, don't get mad with them. Just leave them alone. You best leave them alone. Because when you hit a child of God, you're hitting on Jesus.
You,
no better anyway. Don't let Jesus be your enemy. He can make your pillar hate you.
Yes, sir.
I'm here. Ain't that right, boy? See, he can make the pillar you lay on. I don't care how many feathers you put in, how much of cotton you put in it. He'll make something stick you anyway in the head. You see, you can't do nothing with Jesus. Nothing. But fall at his feet and worship him. That's the best thing to do. For fighting Jesus, you can't fight Jesus. Bless his holy name. My brothers and sisters, Jesus is Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and he is the end. He is a strange child. Everybody look at his name. Say, neighbor. Jesus is a strange child. God Almighty, he's strange. And my brothers and sisters, he is the most important person to ever come in this world. Why? Oh, I'm trying to duck this stuff, but I had to get this stuff. It's too important. Why? Why is Jesus is the most important person that ever walked this earth? Nobody more important than Jesus.
Nobody.
But we take him so lightly. We play with his name. Tell lies with his name. Joke about his name. We don't know who we're playing with. Strange. Why? Paul, look at Luke 19 and 10. That's his holy name. Most important person you ever saw in your life, in the spirit.
For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost.
He come to seek folks. He come to save folks that are what? Lost. Watch this now. Watch. Take your time, Walker. Watch this. See, lost from what?
All right.
Lost. I know where I stay. No, you don't. You don't know where you stay. You don't know how to get back where you come from.
All right.
Lost from your God. Lost from your home. This earth is not your home. Man got to understand this earth is not his home. Heaven is his what? Home. My body came from the earth, but my soul came from God.
I hear you.
This stuff here made out of dirt. That means when you die, we put this stuff back in the dirt. But make us really die, God called us the real person out the dust, and the dust fall back to dust. But that means it's fair because God called the soul out of the dust.
That's it, Doc.
So it can't be go back to what? The dust. The worms eat it up. This not his home.
No.
The body is his home. I mean, the earth is the body home. But the soul came from God. Can I say this, y'all? Please, okay. And let me use it, Jesse. It's God got the vice president to come down and see about getting us back home. Trouble happen on the earth.
Yeah,
anyway,
right, yeah.
Trouble down here. And when trouble come, it got next to the Father.
Yeah.
The Father said, go see about what happened down there. God Almighty. And he said, would you go? I'll go. That's what the Son said. And he sent his Son down
yes,
to get this mess straightened out.
Yes,
man got in a what? Mess.
Right.
And couldn't nobody straighten it out but who? Jesus. God Almighty got in a mess because he sent his Son, God Almighty, to see about it. And my brothers and sisters, God sent his Son on this earth, watch this now, to save one thing, and that is man's soul. But everything on this earth obey God, respect God, surrender to God, the name of Jesus, everybody, everything do that, but what? Man. Why? Watch it out. Watch what I say. Well, watch what I say. I said, everything on this earth, obey God, respect God, surrender to God, the name of Jesus, but man. Why? He's supposed to have the sense. God Almighty. Ain't no mountain got no sense. No water got no sense. Sickness don't have no sense. But everything that God tell to do something, it don't do it, but man failed to do it. Why? God Almighty. Paul, 2 Corinthians 4:3-5, if you will. God Almighty.
But, if our gospel be hid,
listen now,
it is hid to them that are lost.
Is here to who?
Them that are lost.
In other words, these are the ones who headed to hell and won't obey the message of Jesus Christ.
All right, son.
They already headed to hell. God already know that. See, God already know who's going to be saved and who's going to be lost. These the ones that really headed to hell and don't even know it. God Almighty. Read on, Paul.
In whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not,
God Almighty,
lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them.
In whom the God of this, what?
World.
No, he got a little G there. The devil. God Almighty. Blind the minds of them which believe what? Not. Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine upon them.
Yes, sir.
God Almighty. They will not bow down to Jesus.
Lord,
they made up their mind. I have talked to folks, you have too, sinners. Well, I know I'm going to hell. They know it. It's all right. I won't be the only one down there. Talk all that kind of junk. Easy to talk. The devil make him talk all that mess.
Yeah.
No, you won't be the only one. We understand that. The only one. But Jesus is the only somebody can keep a soul out of hell. Watch this now. But everything on this earth obey Jesus but man. Think about it. I'm going to say it again. Everything you see on this earth, oh, obey Jesus but man. And Jesus come down here to save man. Jesus didn't come in and save no turkeys, no chicken, no dog, no cat. But he come to save man's soul. But everything on this earth obeyed Jesus but man. I know I'm telling the truth. First of all, he didn't come down here to seek a body but man. Hold on, my friend. Bless his holy name. Watch this. Where you at, Paul? Read the last verse, Paul.
For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake.
That's one of the problems, pulpit folks. If we get out of ugly self out Jesus' way, some folk can be saved. A lot of times we get up here trying to show us rather than showing Jesus. We want to show them how we can get around and our words and our positions and move a little snow and a little thank you. Here knows them. Get your ugly self out the way and show Jesus. Somebody may believe. I'm not being dogmatic. I'm just telling the truth. That's all. See, you got to humble yourself. My job is to show one somebody, and that's Jesus Christ. Not Walker, but Jesus.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Oh, Lord. Bless his holy name. The devil got these folks headed to hell. God Almighty won't obey the message. Jesus come to bring a message. They won't obey the message of Jesus Christ. But everything on this earth, that's the part you got to look at. Obey God. Obey Jesus, but man. God Almighty. Jesus, watch this. Jesus tell the wind, hush! Jesus tell the sea, be still. Know what they say? No problem. Jesus tell sickness, be healed. No problem. Death in the grave said, we have no problem. Loose the man and let him go. No problem. But when it comes down to man, we have a problem. Everything on this earth obeys Jesus but us. Bread multiply, no problem. Fishes multiply, no problem. But when it comes down to us, we got to stretch our head. I don't know about that. Nom, nom, nom. But everything. Wonder why the devil blind folks' mind where they won't believe. Where they won't be led. Everything obey God. No problem. God, but when it come down to man, the devil have us blind as a bat. The devil said, don't believe that. Don't believe that stuff. Don't believe that stuff. Don't believe that. No problem. God Almighty. And my brothers and sisters, man problem, listen to this good now. Man problem in this world is he just don't know the value of Jesus coming into this sinful world. That's his problem. If he get real and think what Jesus really come here for, he'll understand God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen, Pastor.
The main thing Jesus coming into the world is to save sinners from going to hell. Some preachers don't even bring up hell.
You're right,
you're some preachers preach like God don't cover it up with dirt. It's still there.
Yeah.
Some churches, pastor ain't brought up hell yet. They don't know what is hell. Miss Jesus, you'll find out what hell is. You got to remember this. I mean that. It's serious business. See, he come here for one reason, is to keep a soul from going to hell.
All right.
Jesus come in multiplying on fish. That's secondary stuff.
Yeah, right. Amen.
That's stuff for the body.
Yes, sir.
I come here for the soul.
All right. Yes, sir.
All right.
But we get excited so much over biscuits and fishes and until we forget about what Jesus come here for.
You're right, Pastor.
Hey, God Almighty, my brother and sister, Thomas asked Jesus, how do we know the way to your Father? To your Father house to be free, God Almighty, of this trouble. It's a trouble world. Live in a while, you'll find out it's a troubled world. Because the devil is loose. Trouble, problem, sorrow, fear, trials, illness, pain, troublemakers, stress, and so on. Now watch this now. But Jesus is saying, I am the way. I am the way there. I am the way to God.
Yes.
I am the door to God.
Yes.
And I am the key to the door.
Yes.
In other words, he I don't think it's in there where it said, I am the doors. And I am the ways.
No.
I am the keys.
No.
One door. One way,
one way,
one key.
One key. Right.
Strange child.
Yes, sir.
He a door.
Yes,
he a key.
Yes,
and he is a way.
Yes,
to the house called heaven.
Yes, sir.
No other way to get there.
Yes. Good.
Being good don't get you there.
All right. All right.
Being kind doesn't get you there.
All right.
Being good don't do nothing but let the devil think you're doing all right. He'll put in your mind, everybody else going, you don't steal, you don't do that. It takes more than that.
Right.
Have you talked to a sinner? He said, well, I don't steal, I don't run around. I never talk to you like that.
Uh-huh.
That's what the devil wants you to think. Goodness can't get you there. You can't do nothing good to go to heaven.
Sir.
Only good thing you can do is fall on your knees and say, Lord, save me.
Yes,
that's the most thing to do, the best thing to do, and the only thing to do to go to heaven.
Yes, sir.
You can feed the whole nation and still bust hell wide open.
Yes.
You can speak to everybody in the world and then give them all you got and still bust hell wide open.
Yes.
Not for one way. It's a strange thing. I can go kill this man. I can kill this one. I can kill that. I can kill him. I can kill everybody up here and still go to heaven if I bow down.
Yeah.
To tell Jesus to come into my life.
Thank you.
Your Savior.
Yes, sir.
That reading Paul was preaching right now. He said, I'm the chief of sinners. I don't kill a lot of saints. And if God can get Paul in him.
Yeah.
And not only in him, he gave him some knowledge
yeah.
to know about him.
Yeah.
And if he can get him and use him, he'll use anybody.
Yeah.
That's all God was saying. I can use anybody, but you got to come to me for me to change you to be you. I can't change you like you are. You got to be changed on the inside.
That's the only way to get to heaven. You've got to come through Jesus Christ. But don't forget, everything obey Jesus. But man. Watch this. That's the purpose of him, what? But everything, I said thing, everything will obey Jesus, but hold on. It's only him. We're trying to find an extra way, another way to go to heaven. All the way to get there is through Jesus Christ. With all your stress, all you have to go through with, he is the key, he is the door. God Almighty. All Jesus said, I am the only address to my Father's house. The only address. You may pick up a lot of addresses, but Jesus is the only address to get in heaven. Buddha can't get you there. Muhammad can't get you there. Only Jesus. Goodness can't get you there. Only Jesus. He got the key. He is the key. God Almighty. That's his holy name. It was a lie told. I'm going to tell this lie. I'm going to tell this lie in the beginning. And the man wanted to go to heaven. And he knocked on the door. Man come in. He said, yes, sir. He said, I want to come in. He said, I pay my due. See, you want paying money don't get you there.
No, right.
He said, I pay my due. Okay, well, let me go see then. He said, check. He said, stay right at the door. I go check. What's your name? My name's John. Let me check. There's a man out there. Lord, there's a lot now. I don't know, y'all know I'm a lie. I want y'all to get my point. And, you know, and he checked it out. He got a name, man, John out there. He said he pay his dues and everything. Yeah. Let me get the book. Looked on the book. Yeah. John, Jack, Jimmy. John. Yeah, here it is right here. John, 10 cents. Watch this lie. Get this 10 cents and get to Jordan and tell him to go to hell. Gone to hell. Money can't get you there. Money can't get you there. He's going to give you money back and send you all down there. It's take only Jesus. Everything, everybody obey Jesus but man. He tried to slip away in heaven. You can't slip no way in heaven. The door too high. God Almighty. Too deep, too wide. You can't get in there. He ain't gonna let you in there. God Almighty. Either way, Jesus is the door. He is the key. He is the only address to get you there. And my brother and sister, God expects his church, isn't that this good now, to be excited about his son, Jesus. I said to church, we take Jesus too lightly. Take him too. We play with Jesus. We think Jesus is something to play with. From the depth of my heart, Jesus ain't nothing to play with. We take him lightly. Jesus is so important coming in this world until if man doesn't get excited, God Almighty, in praising him, honoring him, and magnify his name, the rocks will immediately cry out. God Almighty. When Jesus comes to town, the town ought to get excited. I told y'all about Christmas. I said, when Christmas comes, instead of us out there drinking and going all that, we ought to get excited because Jesus' birthday.
Amen.
We ought to
praising God, not getting drunk, but praising Him. Because if we don't get excited, the rock gonna cry out.
Yes, sir.
I don't want no rock to cry out for me.
Right.
Paul, get Luke for me. 19, 37 through 40. God Almighty. Want no rocks. Rock didn't do nothing for me. God Almighty. That's this holy name. Watch this now. Now watch this. Read, Paul.
And when he was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they have seen.
All the what?
All
the what?
Mighty work.
That they have what?
Seen.
Did you not know it's a mighty work waking you up this morning?
Yeah. Amen.
Did you know it's mighty work? Come. You had food before your face.
Thank you.
Did you not know so many thousands don't even have a biscuit to eat? So many don't have a bed to lay in. Did you not know that?
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. Thank you. Because of his what? Mighty work. Somebody looking at me right now got up this morning and didn't even say, Lord, I thank you for watching on me all night.
Amen.
Don't raise your hand. I ask somebody to raise your hand. Come up and down the danger streets and avenues and go to bed. Don't say, Lord, thank you for watching over me all day long. Somebody didn't make it back home.
Amen.
For his what? Mighty what?
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, boy. Now watch this now. What God said, you ought to respect me for what I done for you. Don't get so busy that you can just jump in the bed and don't say, Lord, I thank you. So many folks left home ain't going to come back no more.
All right.
Let me tell y'all something. Now, this is me saying this now. You got to watch that devil.
Yes.
He wants you to have prayer anyway.
That's it.
All right. Wants you to have prayer. You know, sometimes watching football game, watching the story, all that kind of stuff. Now, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Now, it's 12 o'clock at night. Now, you're sleeping. Some of them don't even bow. Some of them don't pray. Some probably pray. 1 minute. Thank you, Lord, for watching over me. Early, blah, 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 and jump up. Hit the bed. You have sleep and forget what you're saying all the time.
Reverend. Yes,
but, lawyer, I found out something a few years ago. You want to watch late night things and now you're sleeping. See? But I found out something.
Yes, sir.
I pray by 6 o'clock,
uh-huh.
5 o'clock, 7 o'clock,
yes, sir.
8 o'clock,
yes, sir.
While I'm wide awake and in my right senses.
Right.
And I stay down there as long as I want to talking to him, just in case I get sleepy. Because when you get sleepy, you have prayer and don't even know what you're saying.
Lord help.
Give God a little leftover. All your energy gone. Now you have sleep. Let the story got you. Let this got you. Now you're going to jump in the bed. God Almighty. Pray early. God Almighty. Pray early. Read on, Paul.
Saying,
watch this.
Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord.
Listen now.
Peace in heaven and glory in the highest.
Watch this now. Read on.
And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples.
Now watch this now. Watch this. I don't care where you go. You're going to have some Pharisees.
Amen.
Yes.
Pharisees is in every local church that calling on the name of Jesus. Pharisees just want to be seen. Pharisees just want to be heard. Pharisees, they want folks to recognize them and not Jesus. They want to take the spotlight of Jesus. God Almighty. So they want to get the folks who praise in his name. Make them hush. They too loud anyway.
Lord Jesus.
Some folks want to come to church just like a sick chicken and proud. out in there. It's so tight.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
If they shout on one side. And it talks to the body sometimes. It just don't take all of that stuff. But if a bumblebee sang them, Jesus wasn't there a bumblebee. The goodness of him is better than a bumblebee. When you think about the goodness of God, you assess them anyway. Throw your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. You don't care who around you. If you don't say nothing, I'll get the mountains to cry out. You've got to recognize who Jesus is. You've got to recognize who he is. You've got to recognize what he come here for. You've got to recognize what he done for you. Regardless of how folks look at you and call you crazy, I know what he done for me. Now watch this now, January. He looked for us.
Yes, sir.
Not the matter you ought to do it.
Yeah.
He looked for it.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. Thank you, brother. He expected.
Yes, sir.
When we come in here, we don't come like we somebody.
Right.
We won't take Jesus' place. Yes, want folks to look at you, start looking at Jesus.
Right.
This is Kyle Law.
We've come here to worship him.
Kyle Law number 1702.
Now watch this now. Jesse, what I'm trying to get you to see, Jesse, get us to see, Jesse. See, he expected.
Yes, sir.
He expects us to get excited.
Yes, sir.
Some folks can't stand the church getting excited, having a good time. It just don't take all of that. It don't take it for you. You don't know what he done
all
for
right,
me.
Right.
When a doctor walked away from my bedside, said he couldn't do me no good, Jesus come and heal me. You just don't know what I've been through with, honey bunch. You don't tell me how to worship when I worship telling his name. You better get out of my way. I know what he's done for me, and he wants me to let the world know what he's done. He looked for us to do it. I said he looked for us to do it. I know you're big time. You got a little money and popular. I know that. But he looked for it. Read on, Paul.
And he answered and said unto them,
watch this.
I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out.
Y'all see that?
Yes, sir.
I'm in town. That's all he's saying.
Yes, sir.
I'm in town.
Yes, sir.
If they don't say nothing,
yes, sir.
We ain't got rock sense. We ain't got storm sense. Read again, Paul.
And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out.
In other words, the crowd with him.
Yes, sir.
If they hold their peace, God of mine, rock will cry out.
Lord.
Y'all don't know. The rock saying y'all crazy folk don't know who that is, do you? That's all it means. The crazy folk don't know who that is. He the one made me, the rock said. He the one got me growing big as I am, the rock said. But human beings ain't got sense enough to bow down to him. And Jesus looked for it.
Yeah.
I said he looked for us to praise his name.
Yeah.
Not that little cute stuff. You know, how do you hear me? Glory to God. Praise the name. And somebody was saying, glory, hallelujah. It don't take all of that. It just don't take. You don't know what he done for me. It may not take it for you, but I know what he done for me.
Oh, hallelujah.
Looking cute. Don't want to get your lip messed up. Don't want to your makeup with your tears. I can't do all that. But you don't know what he's done for me.
Well.
Y'all see, Jesse, Jesus expected, ain't that right?
Amen.
He expected.
Amen.
If they don't say nothing, The rock got sense. Ain't gonna let no rock cry out for me. I'ma praise his name. Everywhere I go, I'ma praise his name. I'm not gonna forget about what he done for me. He done saved my dying life. I'm gonna keep it to myself. I got a testimony. Human beings ain't got brick sense. Can I say brick, rock, stone, anything? It says stone, but ain't got brick sense. Rock sense. Brick and a rock are a little different. Rock grows, but rock, stone grows. Ain't got stone sense. Jesus said, if they hold their peace. See, y'all see he expected? Y'all see what it is? This is Bible. We got to know who in town. I bet I called no name, but somebody put, I ain't bragging, I ain't down to nobody. I ain't called no name, but you folks sue you for everything now, but you know, but big time football player, basketball player, all this, what folks did bow down to him.
That's right.
And don't even shout, don't even say hallelujah when you come to church.
All right.
And some of them see, no, you need a biscuit. You ain't got all that money. Won't even buy a biscuit for you. But Jesus feeds you every day of your life. But we'll go crazy over them. But when it comes down to Jesus, that's who you better bow down to. We don't bow down to nobody but Jesus.
Nobody but Jesus.
What you trying to say, Reverend Walker? When we come in here, we ought to be ready to praise God. We know what he done for us. You ought to know that for yourself. If we don't say nothing, the lights will start a blanket.
All right. Yes, sir.
If they ever start, then y'all quiet. I'm saying, I know what happened then. Them lights say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Going off and on. Hallelujah. Go to God. Hallelujah. Go to God. Hallelujah. Go to God. Hallelujah. Go to God. God got somebody to praise his name. If we keep our mouth closed, God got somebody. He ain't going to miss nothing because I don't praise his name. He's worthy to be praised. Jesus is a strange child. And I'm not through with him yet. I start where I stopped off at. If God let me live next Sunday, it's something about this Jesus. We don't treat him right.
Amen.
We don't treat him right. Something about him. I want you to come and see about this name. It's something about this name. Something about this name. You don't get nothing there. Get this. He expect.
Yes, sir.
He expect. Some churches can't even say hallelujah in it.
All right. Oh, glory. You're right.
Can't he say glory to God?
Yes,
he don't take all that. Yeah, the way some folks say. If I was in a church like that, I ain't trying to try to get you to come over here now. If I was in a church like that, I wouldn't even go.
Yeah.
Because Pharisees run that church. You know what God done for you.
Yes,
if anybody know, you ought to know. Don't want me to say hallelujah. I'm coming to church.
Yes, sir.
I supposed to meet him in the church. He told me to come to church. Fail not to assemble yourself together. I'm right here where I can worship him. And you don't want me to call his name.
Mama.
You in the own church. When you find folks like that, I ain't down to nobody. The hit you just hit you. When you find somebody like that, it just don't take all of that, girl. Take all that. I wouldn't mess my hair up like that to save my life. Throw the hand all that. She shall knock my head off my head. Let me tell you. You don't know what he done for me. You don't know what he done for me.
Yeah.
stairway to hell. I get happy thinking about I don't have to go to hell.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
But the beautiful thing about it, I ain't got to shout here. Y'all do it when you're by yourself. When you just think about it. I said, Jeff, think about it. He keeping me out of hell. He come to deliver me from my what? Sin. Jesus come here to get us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, Lord. Bless you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think I got all my verses, Paul.
Yes, sir.
You know, I got one or two more, but y'all all give me another sense of rain and not rain, sense of sense what's gonna happen.
Go ahead.
And the Lord don't let you get out here safe.
Amen.
Ain't you glad you came?
Yeah.
That same Jesus that saved me, that saved you. There may be somebody in here don't know him as Lord and Savior. He loved you. He come to save you. That's the reason God come into the world, to save sinners.
Yes, sir.
He ain't come to save no fishes and mountains and things. He come to save sinners. One that never met Jesus before. And you got a chance to do it. It's very important. Because when you die, listen to this, goodness. When you die, your soul got to go somewhere and stay forever. Got to go somewhere now. Just telling you the truth. It's got to go somewhere. It's not like chickens and dogs, cats. We got a living soul. It got to keep on what? Living. It's going to live one or two, hell or heaven. Jesus come to keep us from going to hell. By believing on him, he is the key to heaven. Look how simple he have it. You ain't got to pay or die. If a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. It's just that simple. That simple, Reverend Walker? Yes. He'll come into your life. Will there be one? I'm going to give your life to Christ as your personal Savior. Will that be one? Will that be one? Somebody may want to come back, Christian experience, or by letter you may come. But just don't walk out here lost. That's all. You ain't got to join this church. We'll baptize you and send you where you want to go. Will that be another? Hey!
Yes.
Whoa! Will that be another? Hey! Will there be another? Will there be another? Will there be another? You got to die now. Hey, let the church say amen. Oh, let the church to go. Hallelujah. One more time. Hey, let the church say amen. Oh, let the church say amen. Hey, Lord. One more time while she's writing up. Hey, let the church, everybody, say amen. Oh, let the church, hey, say amen. Hey. Thank you, Jesus. Whoa.
President, we have one candidate.